This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. That mic tried to bite me again. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7... There you go. You just got to hit the right button. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And please, right, be part of the conversation. And really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, the time you're involved in the conversation, that you're making comments on the conversation. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Smarter people than I are in that chat room already. We've got, live feed on Facebook, and they can talk, you can kind of sort of talk to us there as well. A lot of good stuff coming. Hey, how many of you went, as I asked you to do on Friday, raise your hands. Go make me come to your house. On Friday, I asked you to go see Unplanned over the weekend. Would love to have your input. Now, many people, I went to a theater that they're, you know, was sold out because, well, a church bought all the seats. And then they resold those tickets at a reduced rate so people could actually come in and see. You know, come and see the movie. And I had already seen it. So I went with a bunch of friends and got to talking to some of them afterward. Now, as I figured, it'd be mostly Christians going to the movie to support it. But I think if you're one of those level-headed, level-minded, middle-of-the-road heathens, then I think you should go see it too. And only for one reason. You're always telling me how much you believe in science. You're always telling me how much guys like me, because we believe in God, we can't possibly believe in science, and you're wrong. But, I mean, let's think about this. If somebody presents you a different viewpoint on abortion from a scientific, you know, avenue, if you would, I'd like to see what you think. But I will tell you, the nice thing was, many of the people I spoke with, Christian people I spoke with after the event, I asked the question, you know, going in and going out, how did your mindset change? And a lot of the average thread was, look, you know, I always knew that abortion was bad. I always knew it was wrong in God's eyes. And I just accepted it for that, and that was it. But seeing the movie solidified it, drove it home. Seeing the movie made it so much more real because we've been told so many things about Planned Parenthood over the years. And now we get to see it in action. And the funny thing about it was Planned Parenthood came out, I think it was Saturday morning, with a press release that said, nothing in the movie was true, basically. That it was all embellished on. The problem with this argument is twofold. Abby Johnson worked there. The heat that came down on her after she quit, Planned Parenthood already took her to court. And they lost. The judge didn't believe their garbage. So, the judge, in the original case, already, I won't say called her a liar, but told Planned Parenthood to go pound sand. Right? I mean, so the bottom line with it is, she told the truth. If you see the movie, you'll see what the truth is. And there are some moments in the movie, not gross moments. You may find them gross to a degree. I mean, heck, if you think looking at a mosquito bite is gross, then, you know, you're going to find a movie obscene. But you need to go see it. Take your kids with you. I know plenty of people took 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds with them. Now, for those of you on the left that are screaming, oh, my God, that's child abuse, you shouldn't be allowed to go see a movie like that. Where were you on that 10-year-old kid that's pole dancing in New York at 2 o'clock in the morning? I'm just curious. In a twist of craziness, seriously, in a twist of craziness, I want you to think about something. We'll do this. No, this is, I got to save this for what's her name, for Kimberly. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. We've got Joe from Florida on the line with me, Joe. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Wouldn't this be an incredible April Fool's joke?
Well, but with your accent, are you sure you're not calling from New Jersey?
I'm just kidding. You know, you can take Joe out of New Jersey, but you can't take New Jersey out of Joe.
That's right. You got it.
We all sound a little bit of alike, and most of us are very proud of it. Hey, Joe, yeah. I just wanted to chime in. Obviously, I'm listening live here at our new affiliate, 1490 WWPR. So thanks to Val for making this happen. Joe, this is great. I can listen to you live on the air Monday through Friday now.
You poor thing. No, good. And tell your friends and loved ones and even some of your unloved ones about it, because we want them to listen. We want them to get informed, and you are right. WWPR Talk Radio, Tampa Bay's talk radio station. And, Joe, thanks for calling. I really appreciate the call.
Okay, man. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, like I tell you guys, if you would call, if you would pay attention, if you will really get engaged in the conversation. I'm making words up by the minute here. If you would get engaged in the conversation, okay, let them know. It's great that you can listen on your smartphone. We're working on a new application for the smartphone, but that's for those people where it's not being played in your area, right? If it's not, if you have to listen to your smartphone in your town or city, get on the phone, call the station manager, say, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? And if they don't give you the answer you're looking for, which should be, we'll put it on tonight, call me. I'll get my Joe on it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure. Kimberly Marin's going to join me. She's got a lot to talk about, covering our New England beat. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now. now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, listen, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, realside.com. You know, I want your email address. I send out one email a week. That's all I do, let you know what's coming up, who's coming on, topics we're going to be discussing. If you choose, you don't like email, you don't like the Facebook, you don't like any of that stuff, see, I kept it clean, any of that stuff, you can, we can send you a text message, let you know that we're coming up in live. You text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Let me bring her on. I have a ball with her every week when she's on with me. And that's Kimberly Marin. She joins me every week, and she, you could say she handles our New Hampshire beat out of Yeah, when I grew up in Boston, that's how you said it. We could, for some odd reason, we could never say New Hampshire or Shire.
Because you can't pronounce your R's.
Right. We send them all to Texas. Didn't you know that? Put them in a box. You know, down to Texas. That's why they sound like that. Anyhow.
Wait, before we begin, did you see the cat fight on the middle of 128?
No. Seriously?
Oh. So these two women, one was like 60, the other one's 33. They apparently had a road rage incident on 128, which is a major highway for those of you who don't know. And they literally stopped in the middle of the highway and got out and started fighting.
Well, that's kind of road rage Boston style, isn't it? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's I can't repeat what they call people like that, but.
Okay. Well, Route 128 is one of those confusing. It's a beltway around the city. It was supposed to be a beltway around Boston. But what's really funny is I always thought it was interesting. It changes, I don't know if it still does, but it changes direction on you. They have it marked like eastbound one way, and the next thing you know, you sneeze, you look up, and it says you're going westbound because you hit that middle point, right? You know what I'm talking about?
No, 128 is north and south.
Oh, well, let me tell you what. Since I'm a tad older than you, at one point, it was marked east and west. Think about it.
They probably changed it because people like you got confused.
No, probably somebody with two brain cells to rub together showed up on this. What the heck are they doing over here? Change
now,
that.
This was on the North Shore, but yeah, no, 128 goes into 95, and it also becomes Route 1. It's insanity.
Yeah, right. All right, so forget all of that. Let's get back to the...
Okay, I had to mention that because they just cracked me up.
Well, no, hey, listen, when you have a... I don't know, could you call it a cat fight with your ages? Never mind. Let's not go there. Maybe not. I don't want Tammy shooting me with something later on. So, I'm in agreement with Bernie Sanders. Can you believe this? Go buy a lottery ticket. I'll wait.
What happened to you?
Well,
is it April Fool's?
No. He out on the campaign trail, which they keep, you know, packing him in with the Democrats. He's an independent. He's a registered independent. I think they should pull him out of that whole crew. And I got a thing I'm going to talk about later on about all the Democrats running for president. This is great.
Oh, there's a new one now. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, some guy who's a mayor in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about this. Yeah. Good luck. Anyway, some of them have said they're not going to take any money from the big companies. Only from the DNC, who's taking money from the big companies. But that's a story for another day. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Bernie says he's... You know, he's kind of turning away from some of his fellow candidates vying for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Good luck to all of them. Sanders is an independent who caucuses with the Democrats. That's a clean word, by the way. He said he was concerned that if the Democrats take the White House in 2020 and decide to add more justices to the Supreme Court, then the Republicans will just do the same next time they win the presidency. Can you believe that this kind of common sense is coming out of the mind of Bernie the Sanders, right?
It's probably because he just hit his head on a shower door. but if you think about it, if Bernie Sanders is saying something like that, think about how bad all the left-wing crazies are in the Democrat Party who are running.
Yeah. Well, you look at
like how bad are they that he's saying you're ridiculous if you want to do this?
Oh yeah.
I mean, Wilson who tried it? No, it was FDR.
FDR, yeah, right. You know, FDR, the one that AOC that said that the Republicans changed the law so he couldn't run again. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. and people tried to stick up for her, too, and they were wrong about the history.
The gift that keeps on giving. I mean, I almost don't want her to go. They deserve her there in New York. Pelosi deserves her. I almost don't want her to leave. You know what I mean?
Oh, she's not gonna. She'll probably be around for a long time because, you know, no one in New York City bothers voting.
Well, yeah, I was amazed at that to see that, you know, what's his name? De Blasio made it again. After all the complaints that was happening, it's kind of like, you know, you get what you deserve. I have absolutely no sympathy for those people. If they don't get out and get them out, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. You know?
He's really bad, too. So, and New York City has just gone downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's
been
in office.
Tell you that the crime rate's down, but he's not allowing them to report some things. And besides,
right.
The crime rate grows down when you're not arresting people for shooting up in the street, for urinating in the street, for crapping in the street. If you're not arresting them, crime rate goes down, right?
Yep.
So, but Sanders went on to say that he's not sold on the idea, or else he doesn't want term limits either. Instead, what he favors, you ready for this one? He favors a rotating kind of program from lower appellate courts.
Oh, good Lord.
So, I love this, though. I think there should
be a retirement age. You know, I think...
How about this? When you can't get out of bed anymore, Ruth Bader, I think it's about time that you get dismissed, if you would. What do you think?
No, you get to retire and enjoy your life. I think it goes a little bit... A little bit too far when someone's 100 gazillion years old and they can barely get out of bed in the morning and they're still deciding cases that could mean a matter of life and death to some people and affect our entire country.
Well,
I'm not saying they have to be, 62 or whatever, but come on.
Well, look, Supreme Court is not an appointment for life, if you would, okay? There's no statute, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that once appointed, you're there until the day you take your last breath. It's not there. So it's not a hard one to change. That's number one. You can impeach him, you can take him out for... Look at, we had, and I can't think of the court justice's name, I'll have it before the end of the show, but they actually almost impeached the Supreme Court judge for being drunk in public. Today they would get kudos, a balloon, and a party, wouldn't they?
Well, they'd probably be drunk on the bench, and that would be okay.
Oh, God. No, it just never, for me, it never stops. Okay. I don't know. Did you hear of any of the dust-up about Unplanned this weekend, the movie, and what happened?
Yes, I did.
Okay. We hear that music. You know that means that we're going for a break, and we come back. We're going to talk about the dust-up. We're going to talk about how nice Twitter was to the movie and the fact that not one major network, not one... would run a commercial for them. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House talking about the First Step Act, a bipartisan overhaul of the criminal justice system.
I'm announcing that the Second Step Act will be focused on successful reentry and reduce unemployment for Americans with past criminal records, and that's what we're starting right away.
So how will the program work? The president explains.
Nonviolent prisoners will have opportunities to participate in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. When they get out of prison, they will be ready to get a job instead of turning back to a life of crime.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points, the NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Please answer the question.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
That's where the R's went.
The nation that I love for the song. Is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Come on, everybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to my Facebook page at some point in time, I have a short video up there of what 16 and 17-year-olds have been doing over the last few years. Everything from chewing on, Tide Pods, and please, if you're offended, I don't know what to tell you. And snorting condoms, yes, that was something that was a fad, as we used to call it in the old days, recently, that they were doing. For what reason, I have absolutely no clue. But anyhow, you know, there's the things that they were doing. And I'm thinking it's hilarious that the Nancy Pelosi's of the world are okay. They want to give these 16-year-olds the right to vote, right? They want to give them the right to vote for somebody who can put his hand on the button that sets off all the nukes. The same ones that chew on Tide Pods. I want you to think about that. There you go.
That's because Pelosi knows her party is losing actual adults in this country.
Yep.
Who use their brains to think and have fully formed brains.
And can you see that,
16-year-olds, and we've all been one, yeah. And I'm not insulting them.
No, wait a minute.
Our brains aren't fully formed until 25.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I was 16, too. I never thought of chewing on dog crap or sucking on, sudsy soap from
the
sink.
No, but I guarantee you did dumb stuff.
Yeah,
did dumb stuff.
Listen, I grew up in the north end of Boston. You know what the dumb stuff was? Building hopping.
Oh, I can
hopping.
Imagine what the dumb stuff was.
Building hopping. You know what that is? You know those?
I know exactly what that is.
So if you don't believe in God, all right, me sitting in the seat today after doing building hopping, yes, there is a God. Let me tell you what. Anyhow. You're right. We did dumb things, but my God, I mean,
Not like that.
No, never thought of, doing shots of Drano or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
And luckily, there's no social media, so we could post all the dumb stuff we did for the world to see.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all I'm going to say, you know.
Yeah, I'm very glad.
So, because the listeners are so quick, one of the listeners sent me, the Constitution's, for those of you who missed the last segment, go back and get it. I'm not repeating the whole thing. The Constitution states that justices shall hold their offices during good behavior. This means that the just, right? So, I mean, there'd be a whole boatload of them gone, wouldn't they? I mean, yes. Anyhow,
this what's the definition of good behavior?
Well, that's the problem. It depends on who's in Congress, right? What their viewpoint of this means that justices hold offices as long as they choose and can only be removed from office by impeachment. The only justice to be impeached was Associate Justice Samuel Chase in 1805 for being drunk and disorderly in public. So there you go. Today, I mean, really?
Today they'd be naming drinks after him.
Just amazing. No,
his last name was Chase?
Yes, Samuel Chase.
He could be a chaser.
Oh, God. You know what? Stick with your day job. Seriously.
I would definitely name a drink after him.
God bless America. Anyhow. So we were talking about Unplanned, and it's a movie that I went to see, and yeah, a blubbering idiot. I did cry through most of the movie again for the second time, which is really stupid because I was the guy that always made jokes about, you know, right, because she'll be back at the end of the movie. She's got another movie she just signed up for. You know what I mean? One of those kind of joking guys. But I couldn't do it with this movie. But on top of that, here's a movie that beat Disney, right? I mean, they beat Dumbo. How do you beat Dumbo? So they beat Disney's Dumbo. They got no major network time. There wasn't one major network except for Fox that carried advertisements for these guys. They were canned on Twitter as a, you know, suspended and then brought back and all that fun stuff. And we all know that when it comes to social media, you can lose momentum pretty fast. So,
and they also have limited theaters.
Oh, yeah, very limited, right. And, you know, Michael Lindell actually paid for their promotions because they ran out of money. And Lindell stepped up and gave them the money that they needed. That's a MyPillow guy. So listen, what you want to do, you want to buy MyPillows because Mike is doing the right thing with the money. And for those of you, you know, when I went to CPAC, let me tell you how petty the left is. So some of them sent me a note and they said, you know, you're, and I know they were on the left because the guys on the right wouldn't talk to me this way. But basically what they said was, you know, you're promoting a guy, you're holding a guy up in high esteem that was sued by what, the FTC, and had to pay $1 million in fines and blah, 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 blah. You know what the bottom line with the whole thing is? It was a line of bunk. The problem was that he carried on. It, you know, the terminologies of one of his ads was wrong. And for a limited time only, you order one pillow, you get another one for the same price or whatever the heck it was. And he carried that promo on too long. So he gave. So his sin was giving away a free pillow for the same price as one for too long a period of time. Think about that.
Right. Oh, no, that was totally. As soon as I saw that, I knew that they were doing it for really for political reasons.
It was great. So he paid the fine of almost $1 million, no admitting to any wrongdoing. We see that all the time. And, you know, 'cause the FTC probably needed some money.
Yep.
So, and got that out of the way. But the fact that those trolls have to jump on and start jumping on my case because I'm bringing in this criminal who had a false advertisement charge, right, that went away, it's just this triple standard is just starting to, can you tell?
People get fines all the time for that stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many ridiculous rules and regulations that you have to hire an entire department just to make sure you're following all of them. That's how ridiculous our government is.
Well, you know, I keep telling people, nobody wants to hear it. It was never meant to be this way. The federal
nope.
government especially was supposed to be less intrusive, not more intrusive. They're supposed to want to be less involved in your life, not more involved in your life. And it just never stops, does it?
No, they literally regulate even the air we breathe, and they tax us on it.
I know. God. This is what happened in California. No, we have a mileage tax. I mean, we have a gas tax. Now they're talking about a mileage tax. You're going to have to put one of those little things in your car. The other thing I love, I don't know if you heard about this. See, you can get me going all night on California. They're trying to pass a law that you no longer that businesses can no longer give out paper receipts. They have to be electronic.
Oh, my God, I saw that.
Did you see that? There's only one minor problem with this. The federal government requires paper receipts when you're audited. But what do they care? Because, you know, dope is against the law, too. Right? I mean, seriously.
Right.
There was a story here, and it was an ongoing story, where we don't have the federal border patrol people are not actually in California. They're not all at the border. Okay, they have these checkpoints, and they're usually 5 to 8 miles north of the border on a major or minor road. So when they get there, you know, there's a second chance of catching these people. What I loved was one fellow in particular got caught with dope in his car. And when the federal, now mind my words here, the federal officer was questioning the young man. He said, well, you obviously don't know that marijuana is legal in California. And the officer looked at him and said, you obviously don't know that marijuana is still against federal law.
Duh.
Took him away.
Dude. I need some munchies, dude.
Mom, the old stash I have for my dope under the mattress, yeah, I need it for something else. God bless. It's just crazy. And this is California. I mean, and it's going to get worse. It really is going to get worse.
It's getting worse everywhere. Joe, it's getting worse everywhere where Democrats have any kind of control. They've lost their minds. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not just saying that.
Mm-hmm. She hit the mute button. She is, for those of you listening for the first time, she is notorious for hitting the mute button in the middle of a conversation, which might be good because it slows her down a little bit, gets her to think about what she's... There she is. See, I told her she'd be right back.
Did I... I did. Must have, like...
You muted yourself again.
No, I didn't. It disconnected again.
Ah,
okay. So, I don't know if you heard, but they've literally lost their minds.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that. I'm watching what they're doing. I'm basing that on their actions. I mean, trying to... In New Hampshire, which is live free or die, no income tax, no sales tax, they're trying to tax us to death. They're trying to push an income tax. They're lying about all their legislation. Our governor had in his budget $26 million to set up a...
Hold those numbers. We're going for break. When we come back, we'll talk about how taxation is theft. You're already wound up. You'll let go at the end of the side. Joe Messina, your host.
Taxation
don't go far.
Extortion.
A lot more coming up on Real Side.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
Ingram Micro.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Adio.
We are back.
Yeah.
Dover Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her right back in because I know she's chomping at the bit. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Kimberly, you, where do people find you, find your writings, find out more about you?
NewHamptirePoliticalBuzz.org, GraniteGrok.com, and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
And IND stands for?
Independent.
There you go. That's right. You and, you and Bernie. Huh? No? Maybe?
Please do not do that.
All right. So what are you going back to, 1776? I mean, taxation is theft? What is this?
Actually, taxation is extortion, because if you don't actually pay your taxes, the guys with the guns come to your house, and you will pay or else. My actual take on it. But, I was saying, Democrats are trying to pass all these taxes across the country. I mean, they just passed a whole bunch in New York, and they're trying to do it in New Hampshire, too. But they're saying that the stupid paid family leave thing they want to pass which is a tax on anyone's income who works. They're trying to say it's not an income tax.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, it's a tax levied on our income. Oh, but it's not an income tax? Really? They're actually going with that, even though it's literally a tax on our income. It's the very definition of an income tax.
Yeah, but, this,
but they don't want to go with it because they know a majority of people, especially independents in New Hampshire, don't want an income tax. Especially for
new?
Some other big giant program that if you want it, you can go work for a company that has it.
And you, and this comes from people that what? What'd you say? They work a couple of months a year, but they get paid. You said your legislature doesn't get paid, right?
They get paid $100 a year.
Well, there you go then, right? But no, and but think about it. If they can get enough money, right? If they can bring in enough money, they might be able to pick up a paycheck, don't you think?
I don't think we would ever pass that in New Hampshire, to be honest.
Come on. Well, really? Look who you're hiring.
Oh, my God, I know. But, you know, a lot of people don't know what's going on, and our lamestream media in New Hampshire is pretty much bad, like everywhere. So they don't get the full picture of what all this legislation really does. They barely get both sides of what the two different parties are saying. So when people find out the truth, they go nuts. They are so mad. They're mad about, you know, the gun. They're really not happy what Democrats are doing in New Hampshire, which I hope they remember.
No.
Come the election.
They
because
won't. They won't.
Well, no, in New Hampshire, it's different. Remember,
really?
Democrats got into office, but the Republican governor stayed.
Okay.
So well, that's how people in New Hampshire are. They kind of like it split a little. I don't know.
Okay.
Last time, I was the first time I ever voted all Republican down ballot, except for one, because I just could not stand voting for her. But I don't normally. I've written in my dog. I've written in John Stark. I've done all kinds of things.
Well, you know, listen, it got to the point. The thing with taxation that bothers me, I realize there's some things that have to be taxed. I realize the government needs the money for some of the services they offer. I got all of that. Okay?
Right.
But in California, it's like everything. They're going to tax water now. I mean, I want you to give that some serious thought. They're going to tax water. And the reason they're going to tax water is they're going to take my tax money from the water that I'm paying for that I'm already paying taxes on. They call them fees, but they're taxes.
Yeah.
We all know that, right? They're going to take that. They're going to take my tax, and they're going to set them up to somebody who's getting water out of a well that they don't feel is clean enough, or areas
yep.
where the water's a little bit more dirty, or, you know, give the money to the city of Los Angeles that's already blown a boatload of money to clean up the water that they have to people they're sending water to that are already paying taxes and paying fees for clean water. None of this. I mean, I can't smoke enough crack to have any of this make sense. Yeah.
No, and this is the problem. This is why the government is out of control.
Yeah.
The government's job is not to provide a safety net or redistribute wealth. If we have fire, police, etc., roads, we all equally use those if we need them. They're all equally available to us if we need them. All this other crap, these big welfare programs, Medicaid expansion, that's taking money from some to redistribute it to others. That's not the government's role. I know some people like to think it is, but it's not. Over 100 years ago, the government wasn't doing that. It was all volunteer charities, charity hospitals that were getting people to donate money and donate time, etc. All of a sudden, the government comes in and FDR that. I'll watch my mouth. We'll just have the government take care of this, and they can take care of everybody. We'll just tax people and take their money and give it to someone else. How does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, FDR.
It doesn't.
I don't know. Did you hear that FDR was we booted him out of office as Republicans? AOC AOC said that the Republicans in Congress, they alone. I was railing on the young people in Congress saying, do you think you ought to know what you're talking about before you open your mouth? I mean, why do you allow them? We both, listen, Republicans amended the Constitution to kick President
Yeah, only
Franklin
Republicans
Roosevelt.
Did that.
but,
Nitwit. After FDR died, Both parties flew to change that because he was so bad. They both did. All of them.
He would have been there for 5, 6, 7 terms. Can you imagine? Oh, here's something. I hope you have a throw-up bucket close by. Can you imagine Obama's fifth term right now?
You know what? There's FCC rules. That's not fair. That's not fair. Well, the words that flew into my head, I could never say on the air, you're getting in trouble.
And thank you for holding them behind your lips. I really appreciate that.
That's why there was dead silence, which you probably get yelled at for too. But
but no. When you,
better know what I wanted to say.
She actually said that Republicans, and so there's a whole bunch of young people who think she's just wonderful, and God give to Congress, who also probably were Tide Pod eaters, that are sitting there saying, oh, you see that? The Republicans made it so Roosevelt can be president. We should have our Congress now change the Constitution. They can't do it, you morons. It doesn't work. I want to get that commercial. Remember the old ladies? They're putting the pictures on the wall.
And, yes, and, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
But you got to do it with an old Jewish accent. That's what makes it perfect.
You have to understand, they're not being taught the right way in school.
No, they're not.
They're certainly not being taught the right way in college. They have the morons in Hollywood who think they know what the hell they're talking about. They don't. The media doesn't teach people or tell people the truth. And then you have these idiot politicians who don't know their rear ends from their elbows, again, not knowing history. And these people are supposed to be the ones to uphold the Constitution.
I'm loving it. So wait a minute. I have to finish this off just so it'll make you even more crazy, because I love it when you leave the show and you're all wound up, okay? She said,
I'm withholding what I'm calling you right now.
She said that they had to amend the Constitution to make sure Roosevelt didn't get reelected. The problem is the amendment passed in 1947. Roosevelt died in 1945. So if Roosevelt figured out a way to get reelected when he was dead, he deserves to be president again. Don't you think?
No, it gets better, Joe. It gets better. Because even that amendment that passed, it wouldn't have applied to FDR if he was alive.
I know.
He would have been grandfathered in. So I'm like triply doesn't even know what the heck she's talking about.
Look, she's working with single digit IQ. Give her a break.
Well, and then she's got single digit IQ morons in the media who try to back her up and say, no, she was right, blah, blah, blah. No, dude, she was wrong.
You can't be right.
Take another hit off that bong.
He's dead. You can't be right.
Hey, maybe it would have been Weekend at FDR's.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, I just love it because people voted for her. The people who think she's the smartest thing since sliced bread, I mean, they need some serious psychological help, don't you think?
Be nice. They probably did before they voted for her. Let's just go there. But the fact that anyone thinks she's brilliant blows my mind.
Yeah, I agree with
because
you.
It means they don't know what they're talking about either.
No.
And that's worse.
Yes, listen, I totally agree with you. That's why I always say, look, I just had a discussion with somebody today. We're talking about some politics and people who want to run for office, and I'm going, no, you can't get behind those people. They don't know anything. They don't know how the system works. They don't know how the California system works. How can you dare want to vote them in for a city council, a water board, or anything along those lines? Don't do that to us. We already have a bad name.
Right, you know? Exactly. You want people who know what they're doing, and if they don't, they'll take the time to research it and figure out the right answers, or at least the facts, so that you can have a discussion. That's what's missing in politics today.
Yeah. Research? What is that? They can't even spell it, let alone do it. Anyhow, tell people where to find you. Quick, we're on the way out.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteRock.com, and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Kimberly Moran, always a pleasure. Hey, we're going to go through some of the 2020 candidates in the Democratic race. Make sure you have Pepto-Bismol close by. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.